as we talk here, I'm thinking about Dr. Warren Hultgren of First Baptist.
Friend.
Was he your closest friend?
My closest friend.
Because he was very good at visiting people in the hospital, and he preached a lot of funeral services.
I bet we had him on half the services he had for years. And I got a great big picture of him at home by my bedside there. Forgive me.
Joe, isn't it true that if the family didn't have any means or they didn't have any minister or anything, that you called Dr. Hultgren?
You know why we did?
Why?
He wouldn't go for 15, 20 minutes, the service would be over and we could get over with. But I never had a funeral where anybody say they didn't like him. Everybody liked him. He was just a wonderful person, you know. He had a wonderful personality. He and I traveled all over the world together, probably.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So you became really good friends with him?
We were good friends, real close friends, yeah.
Dr. Hultgren died the end of last year.
I got great big pictures all over the house of him.
What was your wife's name?
Eunice. She's from West Texas.
And she's passed on.
Mm.
How old was she when she died?
She was in her 80s.
Do you remember her maiden name?
Thornton.
Thornton, yeah. Big Spring, Texas.
She's from West Texas out there, and we used to go out every summer and spend some time out there.
So did she get involved in the business as well?
She never did get active in the business. She was too busy playing bridge and having a good time.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, is there?
No.
Elaine, you're sitting here with several books. This record of funeral, what is that, and where does that date back to? I see 1933.
This is 1933. I think this
that's
is
one of our books, yeah.
First books. But this is just so interesting. It keeps a history. This is way before computers. And we still keep these, believe it or not. We still keep these books. It would talk about the family, and this, again, pertains to history that you were asking about. It would have who the relatives were, what casket they chose. At this time, we used it as a ledger, their payments that they would make, but it has all the information on the service as well. So a lot of families, we serve in the same families, and they would come in and say, well, we want the same service that Uncle Bill had. We could go right to the ledger, find out what Uncle Bill had, and reproduce that for them. But it's amazing how these have changed as well. We used to put the addresses in the paper, who the relatives were, which minister would do the service, and that's all changed. You wouldn't think of putting an address in the paper now.
Mm-hmm.
And the causes of death are very interesting, how those have changed.
How far back do your records go?
I was going to see which one.
See, this one goes 1931 to 33.
Yeah. So this one is even
about
earlier.
About 1929, I think.
I think is when it starts.
And so you have ledgers going back to then all the way to the present.
All the way to the present.
Every funeral you've ever had.
Yes, at each location. We have 25 books at South Lawn, which is our newest location, and we opened that one in 1984.
For those who study the genealogy of a family and so forth,
they come in more to these records.
We are one of the, I think, few funeral homes that does welcome the Genealogy Society to come and go through our books, and they have given Joe several awards and recognition.
Well, we were talking earlier about having an official marker somewhere. If some of that is lost, where's Uncle Fred? They could come into more and say, well, we know exactly where he was buried, of course.
And John, on the website now, I answer all of the calls I get on genealogy. They'll say, well, would you look up so-and-so? So I kind of prowl through here, call one of the other locations and try to find it. And so I do a lot of the follow-up with genealogy, which is really interesting.
And does that take up time yourself? In a week, you may get several calls in that a week. Did you ever find, Joe, that people died in groups, that you could go for several days without a call from anybody, and then all of a sudden you'd get a call, and then another one, and there could be two or three or four?
Kind of come in three at a time, usually.
Three at a time.
Yeah.
And we often say, you know, when there's a famous person who has died, well, there are going to be three of them, and then another one dies, and then we wonder who is going to be the third. I don't know where we get that, but you just said three.
Yeah, a lot of times it goes three times.
And that's the way it actually has happened.
Yeah.
In threes.
And on a full moon, and any time the weather changes, it seems like it.
Oh, so you notice full moon deaths?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
So you could actually point on the calendar, if there's a full moon, you know you're going to start getting calls.
Yeah, we'll get busy.